fly from the Liberty Boulevard. I wanna fly away. I wanna fly. Fly, fly away. I wanna fly. Fly, fly away.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's time for Something About the Women.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens, in high school girls with clear skin smiles, who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. In the rich relationed hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain, in debentures of quality and dubious integrity. The small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received. It's 17. Repenting of 17.
Good morning. That was Janice Ian doing her very famous song at 17. And I'm playing that because Laura Burgess, who was a DJ on this show for a number of years back in the early 2000s, she passed away somewhat suddenly recently, and she loved Janice Ian. And I thank my friend and also former Something About the Women DJ, Wendy, for letting me know that she loved Janice Ian. She loved a lot of different kinds of music, and Laura had a big heart, and she was really instrumental in keeping Something About the Women on the air in the early 2000s when I was taking a little break from the show. And she did the show alone, which I know, sharing this show now with two others and sometimes three, four others, it's hard to do every single week, and she did it every week for a number of years to keep the show on the air. And Laura will be missed. She was a lovely, warm, amazing person. She was a music teacher. She loved music. And she brought multicultural music to this show. She was just a love. So I will miss Laura. I'm sure anyone who knew her will miss Laura. And very sad that she has left us too soon. Anyway, you know, the circle of life and all that, but it is sad. My name is Sue, and I am happy to be back in the squeaky chair with you. I haven't been on the show since like October or November. I had shoulder surgery. I had my shoulder completely replaced. Now it is a knee. No, I'm kidding. Now I have a shoulder that has the potential to work. We're getting there. But it went really well, and I appreciate the efforts of Jane and Kirsten keeping the squeaky chair warm while I could not be in the studio for a number of reasons. One, you need two arms to do this show, and two, you need to be able to carry things up three flights of stairs, and I am not allowed to carry anything with my one arm. So thank you both for keeping the music flowing during this time. All right, let's continue, get into some music. The good thing about being away is that I've had a lot of time to listen to music and find new artists and new songs and maybe things that aren't new but that I've never heard before and maybe you haven't heard before. And here's one of them. My good friend Kateri turned me on to this new-to-me artist. Her name is Kara Jackson, and you're going to be blown away here on Something About the Women.
Saying the dead pay the bill. concern. Call that living. Like aiming arrows at my eye, scraping the skin off my thigh. Train my corneas not to cry, but they will not obey this time. No, they will not obey this time. When we could barely read, I stood beneath your latest masterpiece. You collected colored pencils and sharpened them when they got weak. But just when you should sharpen me, the angels lie sent you to leave. No trace, no teeth lead me to the place you sleep. At the age of 17, your knees were weaker than a sheet, and I was just in disbelief. The sight of you was vanishing. We were going to start a band, hijack my folks' minivan, actualize our silly plans, the lifelines written in our hands. I'll make a promise to you then, if we can never sing again. You've seen those high notes high, my friend. I'll sing the low notes in the end. I'll sing the low notes in the end.
Sit out soon, behold. read you a line from some old romance book. Oh, it's been years since we talked. Is that rock band of yours still play? Or have you grown apart like we did? How did we ever go our separate ways? Must be someone else's heart who tainted mine. Why can't I be to blame for the story of this pain? Oh, it must be someone else's fault. Feels like I've gone crazy, like the women in my family usually. Can't seem to keep our heads on long enough to make it through. Ah, oh, but I'm still sensitive and stubborn, so cry more than a person should. But it's this feeling inside that's changed, like I've gone bad but the world is good. Someone else's fault. Must be someone else's fault. You're gonna grow up fast as you can. Don't try and make time. You down before you get back up. Take a look around and recognize the heights you were risen up to. Some days will be cruel, but try and break your soul. But the love that stands around you will never let you fall. Some days will be magic. I hope that you'll be proud, as you'll never be afraid. See you down before you get back up. Take a look around, recognize the heights you've risen up to. See you down before you get back up. Take a look around.
brand new music from Jamie Wyatt, Back to the Country. New album is called Feel Good. Love me some Jamie Wyatt. For that, Madeline Kelson did Shep's song, and that is from an album that came out last year called While I Was Away. And what I didn't know about this album, because I never really looked carefully, is that it came out on Olivia Records, the first all-women's music label, founded in around 1975-ish. Yeah, there you go, Madeline Kelson. We heard Courtney Marie Andrews doing It Must Be Someone Else's Fault. I hear that around my house a lot. That is from the album called Old Flowers that came out in 2020. And we also heard Joanne Shaw Taylor covering an old Joan Armatrading song, All the Way from America. And she does the arrangement pretty much the way Joan Armatrading did it. And at first I was like, this sounds different. Then I realized it wasn't Joan Armatrading, it's Joanne Shaw Taylor. And we started the set with Kara Jackson, New to Me Music, Why Does the Earth Give Us People to Love? All right. It is 11:29 here on WMFO in Medford. My name is Sue. You're listening to Something About the Women. And I am going to be here until 1 o'clock, and then Crash Course for the Ravers will come up. But in the meantime, lots of good music by women artists. Here's someone who's also new to me, and this came up in one of those, you know, best of the year kind of things from 2023, which I regret not having been able to do because I was out at the end of the year. But this one came up, I think, on an NPR list or something like that. Her name, I hope I pronounce it right, is Joy Oladokun. And this is something that came out recently here on Something About the Women. Let me make sure that it's actually ready to go. Now it's ready to go.
These days, something's always turning into nothing will change. I'm just trying to find a way up when I'm down. It all makes sense to me now.
think I came into the world in exactly the same way. I go through it day to day, naked and afraid, always looking for something. I found it under a tree. Yeah, you with me. Down in New Orleans, do you remember when we were laying there, laying under a tree? Laying under a tree, and it's just you and me. And all the songs become a little more round, because it's just you and me.
The leaves, branches holding sleeping doves,
dreaming of the scene. When the sun starts to tug colors on the sky, and the dew lighting up our side.
You and me right here awake.
You and me right here awake.
With the birds, the bees, the ripening seeds, with our heartbeats.
Writing up new melodies. Laying under a tree.
Grown deep beneath the breeze and the seasons.
Reaching for
before we're peeling,
then we're gonna start eating.
Till then we'll just lay right here with the sun and the shade and the shadows on their way.
Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed a little baby, we'll be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
Just keep finding you. break my heart so that I wouldn't fall apart. Make everybody smile so they wouldn't see my scars. I used to give away my time. I'd bow my head and walk the line, tell everyone white lies so they wouldn't see my eyes. And I so much stronger than the horizon line. And I hold you up if you break your heart, 'cause I've still got swollen tears and dance around with frozen fears and tell you I was fine so you wouldn't worry about me. I have a way of doing things so you can't tell I'm drowning, but isn't that the truth for everyone else too? And I'm so much stronger than the horizon line. And I hold you up if you break your heart, 'cause I've still got my
be They felt like strangers, and they still do now. Sometimes they're saviors, sometimes they're saviors. And I learned about changing. I learned about changing. You win some, you lose some.
Thank you.
All right. Wrapping up another set there with something from Sarah Jarosz. That was When the Lights Go Out. That is from her new album, Polaroid Lovers, out on Rounder Records. Before that, Suzanne Santo did a song called Mercy that came out in 2021. That was a sad song. I'm sorry to those that song made sad. Sarah Blacker has a brand new EP coming out, and she had a release party last night at Club Passim, and the single is called Horizon Line. Thank you, Sarah Blacker, for getting me that advance copy. We heard the single, Horizon Line. Before that, Jesse Coulter and Margot Price did Maybe You Should. That is from a new album called Edge of Forever. And we started with my friend, Becky Krill, getting some help from her friend, Arlen Hart Ginsburg. We heard Laying Under a Tree. And Becky is a friend that I made at Camp Camp. And we even performed together one time, which was a lot of fun. All right, so that wraps up this set. And we got another hour and 6 minutes of Something About the Women coming up. And then at 1 o'clock, Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young. So stay tuned for that. You are, of course, listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Here's a collaboration between Sean Colvin and Chris Boddy that I was not aware of until recently, so you're going to hear it here, right here on the radio, on Something About the Women.
Old enough to be her dad, but the young men were just mad. They nursed their grievances. And she was flattered by his charm. It wouldn't do her any harm. They all had their chances. He sent her flowers and limousines. She was treated like a queen. Anything she ever wanted, it was no problem for a man like him. And everyone expected soon that she could ask him for the moon if she would wear his ring. Felt more like a man, and all the time the clock was ticking, and all would envy the older man and his beautiful young wife. Yes, all would envy. Friends that she'd ignored, she denied that she was bored. She had no time for dancing, no time for dancing. But the clock upon the wall that was ticking in the hall always reminded her that life was going on elsewhere. But she was happy and she'd swear she wouldn't change a thing. More and more.
must be home soon. Soon. Where a younger man would weep, he takes a pill and goes to sleep.